is everybody out there doing today? Guess what day it is? It is March 25th, 2019. For those of you listening on the YouTube channel, the first ever YouTube channel video that I guess for this show that I'm doing. For those of you that don't know who this is a podcast that I do. I've already started the podcast way beforehand, and it's now finally time for me to get myself onto YouTube. So that is exactly what I am doing. And by the way, those of you listening live on Instagram, hi, how are you? Yeah, I'm streaming on YouTube, Instagram, and the podcast, which is on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Anchor. I'm on everything. This is going to be on three separate platforms, so I got three different ways to talk to you guys. But for those of you listening on YouTube, hi, my name is Deanie, and this is my journey that I'm going through right now is a weight loss journey, hence the video that you're seeing right here, how I lost 30 pounds. For those of you listening on podcasts, you already know that. For those of you on Instagram, you already know that as well. But for those of you out there, I'm going to be telling you exactly the things that I did to get to that 30-point mark. Now, I was 320 when I started. I'm 290 now, and I'm trying to get to 190, so I have 100 more pounds to lose. It's a long milestone to do, but I separated it into five different milestones here. So I started, first milestone was about 15. I reached that easily. Then I got to this one, which was very, very tough to do. And the next milestone would be about 250 is what I'm trying to go for. So I have about 40 pounds to lose at that point. So everything is as it should be for right now. So I'm going to tell you exactly how I got there. One of the things that was important was to be in the right mindset. The mindset is exactly what helps you get through this type of stuff. And I was in a job that was very demanding, that was very stressful. You'd have to get up very early in the morning. And I did that for 5 years, and I gained 100 pounds. So that was 20 pounds every year I was gaining. I was 220 when I started. I was 320 when I left. And because of that, I decided that it was time for me to make a change, so I left my job. I was not physically and mentally healthy. If I would have stayed, who knows where I would be right now? I have no idea. But everything changed from that moment on, and it took me a while to get into the proper mindset to do things. And I'm still trying to work on my mindset. And, you know, just because I've lost 30 does not mean that everything's sharp yet. I'm trying to keep myself sharp. You always have to keep yourself sharp all the freaking time. It's not something that is just it stays sharp and then you don't do anything afterwards. Like, no, you have to keep working on it. So that's what I try to do every single day, is keeping my mindset sharp. One of the things that I do to make sure that I stay on the path that I want to do is I didn't tell people that I was going to try something. I was just going to do it. So I said, okay, if I'm going to lose weight, I have to first look myself in the mirror. I have to look at myself right here, and I have to say to myself, do you love yourself enough to actually want to do this? You feel ugly. You feel ugly. You're waking up feeling ugly. You look ugly, according to yourself, even though everybody says that otherwise, regardless of how much, but nobody's really going to be honest with you. But I had to make that decision. I was like, I don't want to be ugly anymore. I want to look sexy. I want to feel sexy. I just want to feel better. That was the whole purpose of me doing this. Not for any other reasons, other than I wanted to focus on me. I wanted to make myself better. I had to have that mindset. Because if you don't go in with that, you're not going to get anything out of it. You're done. If you're just going to do it just because you think it's going to be a challenge, well, yes, it is a challenge, but no mindset is going to prepare you for that other than the fact that you want to make that change, you and nobody else. If you don't want to do it, then you're going to guard yourself again. So it came to time for me to start thinking about what I wanted to do in terms of getting the right things, right foods, right workout, right mindset. So we got the mindset down. Now, In terms of water, this is my gallon right here. For those of you listening on podcast, you can't see it, but this is my water bottle. What am I saying? Water gallon. I drink about two of these a day. This is my first one, so I have to get the second one done by tonight. So I drank about 2 gallons of water a day. Usually I try to do half of my body weight plus in ounces. Half of my body weight in ounces, and that's how much I need to drink to get through the day. So, since I'm 290, I would technically need about 145 ounces of water. So that would be about, I want to say, about a gallon and a half, but then I just finished the half. And I'm kind of dehydrated because I just got back from boxing, which I'll talk about the workout in a second. So I did all this with the water, and I feel refreshed. And I don't drink anything else. I don't drink sodas. I don't drink sugary drinks. I only have wine on occasion, beer on occasion, socially. I don't go out of my way to go drinking. I'm not a drunk, and I don't really like to, you know, drink it every day. So I am pretty good on that department alone. I do have a protein shake every once in a while. I have some plant-based protein powder that I use to as a snack to keep me going throughout the day. So we got the water down. Now, food-wise, I focus on three categories: proteins, fruits, and vegetables. So I have to get my vegetable palate better. I'm only good enough to eat spinach. Spinach is like the only vegetable I can eat because, as my friend Nina will tell you, I threw up on a vegetable dish that she made for me. It was a veggie wrap, and I was like, eh. It just didn't feel good. And I had to tell her that a lot of times people throw up on vegetables because they're not used to it. So I have to find vegetables that are good enough to eat. So I'm going to try celery now. So celery I'm going to try this week, and then I'll add that to my repertoire. Fruit, apples, grapes. I try to stay away from bananas. Not so much anymore. I'm going to try to take the bananas now, freeze them, and then make them into a smoothie, a peanut butter smoothie with bananas in it. So I'm going to try that instead of just having it as a fruit. But in terms of proteins, I have eggs, scrambled eggs. I do Italian meatballs. I also do steak. I do chicken. I'm going to try to see if I can stomach fish again, because seafood, even though I live in a seafood area, everywhere is filled with seafood, I just don't like eating fish. And maybe I have to change all that. So when it comes to the proteins, I got all that covered. So whatever we have in the freezer or the fridge, I just have to cook it. I have to stay away from bacon and anything meaty that's got a lot of fat in it. And I also focus on having some mozzarella cheese every so often as a little snack, like just about this much, not a big whole thing. So I did that for a while, and I didn't focus so much on, I had to stop gorging on pizza and pasta, because those are my two favorite foods. So I had to wean myself off of them. I still haven't completely gone, I didn't go cold turkey with them, but I just like, okay, every once in a while I'll have pizza, and once in a while I'll have pasta, but I'm not going to do it every single day, because it was just like, oh my god, I was like, I had to have it every single day. It was like my comfort food going through that job. And then eventually it got easier with the other foods. Like I can eat more other foods now, but I still have to get used to finding the right chicken, the right steak, I found the right meatballs, so I'm good on that front. So food-wise, I'm trying to add more meat proteins to my repertoire as well. Also, some fruits. So everything Everything is a slow process. So I'm trying to add more things to my repertoire as much as I can, until I finally can get this off the ground with losing more weight, because I'm trying to get to 40 now. Now, when it comes to actually keeping consistent with it, I know there's going to be roadblocks, and I had to tell myself that you're going to have roadblocks, and you're going to fail sometimes. And once you figure that out, then it's okay. Then you can try to make sure that you don't fail as much. You know, they sometimes call it the why not principle. It's like, oh, okay, you did good for yourself. Now it's time to reward yourself. But, you know, you know, you have to try to wean yourself out of that mindset. You can't just go cold turkey with it, because it's just going to be like, pew, you're getting right back into it. So it's a slow process. So I had to learn how to take things slow with my mindset. I'm a very rapid person. I'm just like, bam, boom, 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 boom. I have to immediately go to the next thing because I'm like so energized and I'm so fast. And I had to learn how to slow down a lot. It's not something that I'm very used to. You know, for a long time, I was like very darting around the room, just going crazy, 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 crazy. And then I found this app, which I can show you. Actually, I can't, but it's... hold on one second. It is called... Fabulous. That's what it's called. It's called Fabulous. That's the name of the app. And it kind of... It takes you through, like, the things that you need to do throughout your routine. So you have a morning routine, you have a afternoon routine, and you have an evening routine. And they start you off slow. They don't let you go into it right away. They don't let you go crazy. And they prevent you from doing that. They say, no, you're going too fast. Just take it easy. Just wait till the next day. And I'm like, oh, I can't wait till next day. Oh, it's just like, oh, I'm just so like fast, 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 fast. And got to breathe, got to slow down, got to do all that. So once I learned how to do that, or I'm still learning how to do that, then it got easier. This app's really helping. This Fabulous app is helping a lot with that. And when it comes to working out, this is the thing that I was talking about being fast. I was just like going immediately into the hard stuff, and I almost hurt my shoulder in trying to do pull downs. And there was a point where it was the muscles were so tense and so painful that it was hard to breathe. And it was hard to sleep at night. And it was like 4 or 5 days of intense pain. But I was able to pull through it. So what I had to do was I slowed it down a lot. I started from the smallest weight possible when it came to strength training. And I just started from the smallest, and then I worked my way up. So I work all of my muscles in the same workout routine. I do total body. And I started from 20 pounds, and then I worked my way up depending on how strong most of my body is. Like, my legs are my strongest, and my shoulders are my weakest. So my shoulders, I can only do 40. My legs, I can do about 170, I believe. But before I do that, I started doing 5 miles of walking. And then once I got the 5 miles down, I decided to increase it to 10. So now, during the week, I do 10 miles of walking Monday through Wednesday, and then Thursday through Saturday I do 5, and then on Sunday I only do 2.5. And then afterwards I will go stretch for 30 minutes after I'm done with my walking. And if I haven't done walking, if it's raining, for example, or it's like way too dangerous to go outside, I'll just stay here and then just get the cardio in that way. So I'll do about 20 minutes cardio. If I'm at the gym or whatever, I'll do like 20 minutes on the treadmill. I'll do like 4 minute sprints. And then I'll do like the other 16 minutes is like regular pace. And then after that, once I break a sweat, I'll still guard the stretch for 30 minutes. I took this idea from John Cena, who, when he went to China, they started stretching him out, and he got more limber, and he felt happier, and he didn't wake up with any aches or pains from the gym. So I decided to do that, and I found amazing results just by stretching twice a day. And I feel like my stomach is getting lighter now. I felt like the things around my legs are getting lighter. I just feel lighter because of it. My shoulders are not as stiff anymore. Like, I can do shrugs, and I don't have any like weight on my shoulders. I can turn my neck like this, and I don't feel any like tension in my neck at all because I'm stretching it out. I'm not so much worrying about that. So that's the quick way that I got to lose some excessive weight around my body, was stretching everything out and then doing strength training right after stretching, so I wasn't hurting myself afterwards. I only do strength training 4 days a week, and then the other 3 days I just do cardio and stretching. So it's cardio, stretching, strength training on those 4 days, and then stretching and cardio and stretching on the thing. So there's that. And then after I decided to figure out that was going to be my routine, I stuck with it, and I decided to be patient with it. I wasn't going to change anything up. because I know John Cena said, like, you know, it takes about 2 or 3 years before you start seeing results, but it's a slow process. And again, I have to keep telling myself it's a slow process. This is not something that you're so used to every so often. And so there's that. So all that's doing good. But then I have to come back to the mindset for a second. You know, throughout the course of my life, I have always tried to get into that habit of wanting to lose weight, but my mindset just wasn't into it. And the reason why that was is because I didn't love myself. I constantly was in a state where I thought I was happy, but I wasn't in love or happy with myself. I tried to surround myself with all these positive things, like my job, my previous job, my going to college, having friends, doing things on the weekends. I thought if I did all these things, I would be satisfied. And turns out the pain was still there. The triggers, the emotional pain, all of that was still there, and I wasn't even acknowledging it. I was constantly going through my life, just ignoring it, burying it, and then finally, one day, when everything was going crazy and I needed to take a hiatus from podcasting for a long time and for doing YouTube and all this jazz, it took me a chance for me to do some self-love. Finally, look myself in the mirror and say, I love you to myself. And now I can look myself in the mirror and actually smile. And that's something that is very important because you need that in order to keep this going. Because I'm going to be losing this weight. I'm going to reach my goal. I will reach my goal. I know that I will because I believe in myself and I am confident in myself. And I had to do all this self-training to get to that point because the reason why I was gaining all this weight is because I wasn't happy. That was it. I wasn't happy with my situation, even though I thought I was, but I was lying to myself. I was scared. I was scared of, like, oh, what's going to happen next? What happens? I was going to get scared. Like, what happens if I leave? Am I going to be able to do this on my own? Because no one else is going to do it for me. I have to do this on my own. And if I'm not, then it's not point it's not going to go anywhere for me. And I thought, well, if I bring in this person and I bring in that one and I bring in all these people, they can help me out and they can sort of guide me. No, I had to do all the guidance for me. This was me. I had to do that. And that was important to understand. Because most people, when they try to lose weight, they never get in that mindset and then they quit afterwards. I can't quit. I don't have a choice. I am not going to quit. I'm going to go. What am I going to go? Go back to my original 320 and then what? Go lo gain another 10? Do I want to be that person that just wants to stay ugly and feel ugly forever? No. I mean, it's one of the reasons why I'm growing my hair out and I'm growing my beard out too. Because it will remind me of the place that I want to go to. Because back then, people liked me with longer hair and the longer beard. They liked the rebelliousness Deanie. They didn't like clean shaven Deanie. They liked the authentic, speaks his mind, doesn't give a crap what anyone thinks of him Deanie. That Deanie was very rampant in college when Deanie was 20 years old. And then afterwards, I kind of fell into the trap of, oh, okay, you got to please everybody else around you. And then it took me years to get out of that mindset. And now I'm back. I can do this now. That's why I'm on YouTube right now doing this. That's why I'm podcasting on this right now. And that's important for me. So that's how I lost 30 pounds. Everything that I just told you in these last 19 minutes, this is how I lost 30 pounds, and I'm going to lose 40 more. So by the time I announce my next milestone, I'll be 250. And I'll have to try to lose another 10 if I want to go skydiving, because I found out if I want to go skydiving, which I do, they don't let people that are over 240 go on. And I'm like, oh no. So I have until July. So I have about 4 months to try to get there. So let's see. Can I lose 10 pounds in 4 months? or can I lose 40 pounds in 4 months, like 10 pounds every month? Can I do that? I'm going to challenge myself to do that. I'm going to keep reminding myself, okay, you want to get to that skydiving thing for your birthday. You're going to have to get there. You're a July baby. It's now getting into April. Can you lose it in 3 months? I mean, we're already at the end of March. So this is going to be for you now. All right, guys. So that's it for me today. I'm going to be posting more on YouTube in terms of vlogging. I'll show you exactly what I do every day. I'll try to challenge myself to do new things. Anybody that's watching these videos can leave challenges for me to try. I would love to see what you guys want me to try next. If you're on the podcasting platforms, then by means you can all do so too. So here's what you can do. Subscribe to me on YouTube. You'll see all my updates. Everything that I'm doing with my journey, you'll see here. You can always comment. You can always like my videos, comment, like, and subscribe so you can find out more about what this journey I'm going through. If you want to follow me on any of the podcasting platforms, all the links to the top ones, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, they're all in the description box below on YouTube and on the podcasting platforms as well. You can check me out at any of those links. All right, guys, I'm going to be going now. And until I see you tomorrow, arrivederci, everybody.